Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everybody on this wonderful Friday. Chuck Bonniewell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True straight up.
Exactly. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, and Dr. Jack Schaefer, and also happytrees.co. It's Party Friday, so I have a good Party Friday clip that will play for you towards the end of the show. It's pretty funny, and I think Donald Trump put it out about CNN. You may have seen it. But wanted to talk a couple of things. Talk about that. Obviously, the border thing. No guests today, so it's just all of us. So if you're on Zoom, feel free to type your comments in, and we'll get a chance to read them. If you want to unmute yourself and chime in, you can certainly do that, too. And if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. First, though, I have to say, Chuck has watched now, I don't know what, four or five times the entire CNN. Yeah. It's almost making him as happy as when he was watching the networks on the night that Trump won in 2016,
right,
which
right.
Every time Chuck gets depressed, he watches that again. he just crushed him, right?
He was Daniel going into the lion's den and coming out incredibly whole. Stronger than ever, while the lions are just bemoaning, and all the lion supporters are just going, oh, how do you let Daniel go? How do you get anybody to eat there? Oh, lions. Let's replace him with other lions. I mean,
well, one of the things I think it did is it revealed why Trump is so strong and why his supporters are so strong. And it also exposed, I think, a couple of things. It exposed, deeper than I thought, the entire cult-like belief system of disinformation on the left. I mean, it's just astonishing to me that these ostensibly intelligent reporters were like calling things lies that were not. Trump's standing there with the receipts, right? And then it also, I think...
But it's what Democrats do, right? They don't ever debate issues.
Right.
They just go... and that's all they say, or they ban you, or they censor you. They have no ability to argue back.
No, because it is so funny. They're the ones who are lying. But I think I was surprised. I would have thought that at least, like, when we'll play some sound bites, but on CNN, they would have at least been like, okay, look, I'm Anderson Cooper. I'm fairly sophisticated. And I know actually that a police officer wasn't killed at January 6th. We saw the videotape of him walking around, but we say that because we have to, right. But instead, no, you listen to them. They believe it. The other thing I think it exposed is their hatred. Not just of Trump, but of us. But it was, I wanted to play a couple of
us represented by the audience, which were, you know, average New Hampshire Republican voters.
Working families in America.
Well, they were not working. I mean, it was just young and old and everything else. And they hated them too. Those bozos, idiots, racists, misogynists. Freak shows.
Here's the thing, and I can tell you this, Chuck and I were talking. I was a reporter for a long time, and I never liked report or interviewing people who had handled the media, right? Because they can handle you. And the best thing to do, and like I said, if the CNN report or Ank, whatever, Caitlin, whatever her name was, if she had just simply done it straight and honest, right. Trump wouldn't have been able to do any of the stuff that he did. It would have been boring and no one would have cared. And it was because he knew that they were going to try to trap him, that he was ready. I guess, what do they think? That Trump was going to be like, you mean the media is being mean to me? The media is lying? I don't know how to handle that.
You want to apologize for Jim? No, I don't.
It's like, I mean, he was completely prepared, and she was, for somehow, she came across smug, arrogant, argumentative. But my favorite part,
Nurse Ratched.
When she's
CNN's own Nurse Ratched.
Yeah, and when she's trying to catch him in a lie, and then he catches her in the lie. So, Tom, this is my favorite one of all. If we could please play the Trump number one soundbite. This is where he has the receipts.
So when they went to the Capitol, and they were breaking into the Capitol, smashing windows, injuring police officers. Why did it take you 3 hours to tell them to go home?
I don't believe it did. Oh, let me pull it out. I have to pull it out. So if you look at on January 5th, the day before, I said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Stay peaceful. This was the day before, and this was in the form of Twitter. Now use Truth, Truth Social. I think it's far superior, okay? I hope everybody's on Truth. If you look, January 6th, this is at 2, before 2:30. I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. This is right after as it was happening. But what happened is they took it down. I don't know why. I think they took it down because it was so good. They didn't like it being up there. I am asking, this is, and we didn't know until I got it back, because now I have 90 million people waiting for me to go back, but I'm on Truth and I'm staying on Truth. Listen, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violation. That we want no violation. We want no violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. That was at 2:30. That was very early.
Mr. President, I looked at the same time.
She's just like, oh, I mean, she couldn't
leave her on. Well, like, she's so annoying.
Too long. It's like, so let's read some of the things from Jim. CNN was probably nervous actually having viewers. Oh, that's a good point, Jim. From Charlene, we need those Lion Den victories. You'll have to watch it now. Oh, Charlene, it's worth it. I mean, it's just amazing.
It'll make you very happy.
It'll make you happy. From Sandra, I watched Steven Crowder when he was watching CNN Trump Live. I totally understand, Chuck. Also, I was so happy to hear the applause and view the pompous communists in the audience. I know that one girl was looking very unhappy. And then from Jim, Caitlin brought an intellectual toothpick to an intellectual gunfight. Well, exactly. I mean, I was stunned, as was CNN, to hear the applause. I mean, and that's the thing. And you, I suspect CNN did their best to try to stack the deck, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they didn't. I mean, they.
Next time, if there isn't a next time, you know, they'll just be everybody in Antifa hats and everything else.
Does she really think that Donald Trump isn't going to be ready, right?
Well, she did. She really, really tried. I thought she did, you know, if your idea is to interrupt and try to get somebody, I thought she did a pretty good job, but it was not good enough with Donald Trump, who was used to it.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. If she had been even remotely intellectually honest and a fair reporter, the question could have been something like this. You know, Donald Trump, there are some who say you didn't respond soon enough. On the other hand, I know I've seen your information that you say you did respond before. How do you address that, right? At that point, he can't. I mean, you just see him and he says, should I take it out? And he plays to the audience and they're like, all right. And she just sits there and she's like, and then.
And in case you didn't notice that look is from a woman who's starving. Watch a few pictures of her in her days of the Daily Caller. I mean, she's lost 40 pounds. And she's just going, I need to eat. I need to
eat. Is there food in the break room?
Do I get to eat once the show is over?
The whole show, if you didn't watch it, the whole town hall was like that. And it was just Trump playing to the audience. And he is a master at that, particularly once he realized he had them with him, right? Then it's all over for them. And here's another one. And then they took questions from the audience. And again, I think they were thinking that the audience was going to ream him, but they did not. And
they asked honest questions. And of course, everybody blames them. They are softball. They're about to attack him, claim their child died on January 6th.
No, it's not. So if we could please play the Trump number two soundbite.
Trump number two.
My question to you is, will you pardon the January 6th rioters who were convicted of federal offenses?
I am inclined to pardon many of them. I can't say for every single one, because a couple of them, probably they got out of control. But, you know, when you look at Antifa, what they've done to Portland, and if you look at Antifa, look at what they've done to Minneapolis and so many other places. Look at what they did to Seattle and BLM. Many people were killed. These people, I'm not trying to justify anything, but you have two standards of justice in this country. And what they've done, and I love that question, because what they've done to so many people is nothing. And then what they've done to these people, they've persecuted these people. And yeah, my answer is, I am most likely, if I get in, I will most likely, I would say it will be a large portion of them. You know, They did a very... And it'll be very early on.
That's the thing. So the left is trying to push this January 6th insurrection, the overturning of democracy, stuff like that. And instead, the audience is applauding Trump, saying that he's going to pardon them because right. they were persecuted, right? For some reason, they just live in their own bubble, and they don't get, even if they think they're right, they don't seem to understand that roughly half the country completely disagrees with them. And they just want to say lies here, lies there, lies about this. And it was Chuck, turn your phone off. That's Trump calling, saying, that's just, you know, they just are so caught up in their own cult. And then when they bring Trump in, he goes, well, no, that's not true at all. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, to watch.
It is. I mean, it's an extraordinary, you know, CNN really revealed who they are.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll play Anderson Cooper
a bit later on.
Yeah. And they just show they are just in their own silos. I mean, they're caught up. Even Anderson Cooper says it, but... They just are little people who hate America.
Well,
hate
the America. Thing is, I mean, they had great ratings. They had Tucker Carlson-esque ratings, like right. them, which was, I mean, they beat Fox, CNN, and MSNBC in that time slot. They had 3 million viewers, where they usually would have, which was more than double what Joe Biden had in his town hall. But what's interesting is the show was supposed to go for 90 minutes and they ended it 20 minutes early. So they're getting great ratings and they just, you know, somebody's screaming at the producer.
Cut it off!
You know, and Caitlin's like, what?
Throwing the flag, we surrender.
Yeah, we can't keep playing this.
We're dying here. We got all these people in this room and they're all crying and thrashing the floor.
Boy, they lost control of the town hall. They did, Charlene. You know what the best thing is? They lost control of it with the truth, right? They gave Donald Trump a forum to tell the truth, and he did. And the people in the audience knew he was telling the truth.
And he sounded reasonable. No matter what they say, he sounded reasonable. I can't say everybody, but I think a large, it's just perfect.
This cracks me up. We'll play the Anderson Cooper soundbite next. So he points out that the only person who died, you know, they keep saying police officers were killed. They weren't. We've all seen the video of the officer Sicknick walking around at the Capitol. And Trump called the officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt a thug. And then the left is, he called an officer.
Oh, that's a black officer who murdered insurrectionist.
It's like these are the same people who have like defund the police. The police are pigs. I mean, they're upset that Donald Trump calls him a thug. But the best was, so afterwards, when they're kind of doing it, and we'll play from Representative Donalds, who just trashed CNN in their own panel discussion afterwards. That was beautiful to watch. But they're like doing this, you know, Jake Tapper is like practically in tears after saying, oh, I can't believe that Donald Trump is allowed to spew his lies.
There's so many lies, you can't fact check them in time. Well, how do you have a debate anyway?
Well,
I mean, if you can't parry somebody not telling an untruth, there are no debates. You have to fact check them in real time. And then you go, no, your debate is called the debate, especially if you're a moderator, your job is not to debate.
It was supposed to be a town hall. I mean, the other thing that's just ridiculous is what they did then last night. Thursday night was pretty funny to watch. So Caitlin comes on and she does her own show and she rebuts everything the way that she wished she should have. And I told Chuck, it's like when you and I have an argument making all good points and I just can't think of anything to say. And so then I go to the bedroom and I repeat the argument, only this time I say all the things I want to say. Only it's too late, right? The argument, Chuck's gone. He's golfing or something like that. But I mean, doesn't anyone else do that?
Victorians.
Exactly. It's the kind of thing, you know, you say to your cat, I should have said this. And you're, that was smart of me. So they did their whole show that way. And this was Anderson Cooper last night. What a whiny puss. Okay. Can I say that? Anything bad by that, Anderson? If we could please play the Anderson Cooper soundbite.
Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on a stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters to answer questions and predictably continued to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. It was disturbing to see and hear that person refer to a black law enforcement officer as a thug, an adjective he used many times to describe black men, and call Caitlin Collins, the moderator, nasty, which is what he calls any woman who stands up to him. It was disturbing to hear him speak so highly of QAnon conspirators and insurrectionists who assaulted police officers in our democracy on January 6th. And it was awful to hear him spread ridiculous lies about the election. And it was certainly disturbing to hear that audience, young and old, our fellow citizens, people who love their kids and go to church, laugh and applaud his lies and his continued defamation of a woman who, according to a jury of his peers, he sexually abused and defamed. As good a job as Caitlin Collins did trying to fact check him, it is impossible to fact check fully because he lies so shamelessly. Now, many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed. And he is running hard. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again.
That's right. So we won't, because that was so fun. Now, I mean, it's just so ludicrous. There's some, I mean, first he's like, you know, all the times he calls black police officers thugs or black men. I don't think that's so. So here's some of the thing from Sandra. All the media showed who they really are. Now, if only people start to understand the media's lies and viciousness.
Yeah.
From Jim, the guy who replied that you asked him about it when the question
yes,
was saying,
we got that.
Yeah,
we got
all that. Talk was 2020.
Do we have that?
No, we don't, but we'll talk about it in a second. From Dr. Donna, many as part of the public remind me of those birds who supposedly had their heads in the sand. Anyone telling lies, Trump refers to them as being nasty. When has he been wrong when he's done so? And then Leo says, what did Anderson Cooper watch? Mystery Science Theater 3000. Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, Anderson Cooper's thing was full of lies. And again, you hear, he won't even say Trump's name, right?
That like, guy, man.
That man is like.
The terrible man. Voldemort.
It's his name. I mean, it's like, give me a break. I mean, talk about showing your, you know, lack of objectivity, but also the disgust and the contempt with which he talks about those audiences. Like, that, not even realizing he's saying it, that's how
those people go to church, unlike you,
yeah.
Because we know that you hate church and God and have families, and we know you hate families, so you're trying to sterilize your kids.
I mean, it's insane, right? He's like, he admits that's half the country. So there's nowhere in their thinking does it be like, maybe half the country has a point. It's like, no, I mean,
lies. We must have our silo. We cannot allow other information in. I mean, it's bad for us.
No, we're not ever going to have Trump on again because, you know, because half the country is listening to him. And it, again, just a contempt that he had for people. I mean, I know you were disturbed at them applauding. Well, Anderson, if half the country thinks this way, half the people then listening to you, theoretically, would have were applauding at home too, right? It's like, so if you're any kind of journalist or news organization, you have to be like, well, half the people support this, right? Then half the people support it. It's like, at least acknowledge that. And so it's just, they're just so freaked out. They're just so sad. There was one. So what someone was talking about there was, so they did like a focus group survey afterwards, right? And then they got crushed there again. The CNN guy says, did it disturb you that Trump, all he wants to do is repeat the 2020 lies? Blah, blah, blah. And the person in the focus group said, well, you asked him. And I mean, that was the question you asked him. And the guy said, well, he should have said he didn't want to answer. He wanted to talk about 2024. And then the guy said, well, did you ask him about 2024? And he said, well, no. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Well, there's a funny one by somebody. Move it back.
Here it means. Well, there's what. So Anderson Hunt.
Oh yeah. Well, what did Amber? No. That Anderson.
Anderson Hunt.
Hunt, please point on the doll where you were hurt by that man.
Exactly. LOL, Dr. Donna. From Sandra, I truly believe there are more Trump supporters than we know. That's why you believe the 2020 election was stolen. Yep, I'm election denier and happily a deplorable. Charlene agrees. Everybody agrees with you. And then Charlene says, boy, that was some damage control on Anderson's part. Exactly. Well, they're doing is they're apologizing
to their
AOCs.
To their incredibly small regular audience.
Yep.
All you wacky lefties that just want to watch us. Sorry to disturb you by giving you another viewpoint. I mean,
right.
We tried our best to make the bad man not hurt us.
But, man, Rick, I'm saying that's a funny point on the double I heard. He was like, you hurt me here and here.
No, and back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now we're going to play. What's good is I'm going to play a couple of sound bites, one from Ted Cruz on the border thing, but another one from Representative Donald out of Florida, Republican. He was great. So CNN had him on their panel. He won't be invited back either.
Six incredible libtards and Donald.
He did the same thing that Donald Trump has taught these politicians to just, number one, just keep talking, right? When Caitlin tried to go, but, just keep talking, right? And then tell the truth. Don't be cowered by them. So he did a great job too. If we could please play the Representative Donald soundbite, please.
Town halls are for the voters, not for the press. Not for the person who's the moderator. Caitlin spent more time interjecting her own viewpoints or her own views on the situation. Are you guys not going to interject your views over here? Do I get a chance to speak now?
If you're speaking falsely, those were facts.
The town hall is for the president to speak to the voters of New Hampshire, not for this back and forth with the media. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, with respect to Ukraine, I totally disagree. He did not say he was just going to give over Ukraine the way you intimate, Van. He did not say that.
What he said was that
he would actually look for a solution to end it quickly. He put 24 hours on it, but let's be very clear. What Joe Biden has done has been a disaster because initially with Ukraine, Joe Biden wanted to give Vladimir Zelensky a ride out of Dodge. He wanted to give him a plane ride. And it wasn't until people in Moscow, in Ukraine, here in the United States said this invasion is wrong that Joe Biden reversed course.
Do you want a victory in Ukraine?
I'm just trying to respond to everything that's been coming up on the table.
See, now notice what they did. The number one, he did a great job responding, but that is a tactic they use. So when they start, and they did it again, and we don't play it, but I'll tell you. So when they start losing the argument, right, when he's making a point about Ukraine, what does Van Jones do? He doesn't counter with, well, here's the other side, right? What he says is, do you support a victory in Ukraine? I mean, they tried to trap you there. Do you support it?
Like, I can tell that you're a racist.
That's right. Yes, you're a white
Mr.
nationalist.
Donald, you're from Florida, aren't you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
White nationalist. Yeah. It's a trick that they do. And they did it later when he was talking about January 6th, where Anderson Cooper was trying to say, well, the defense secretary said in his book, blah, blah, blah. Right. And then Donald's pointed out, well, I was in the oversight committee where he testified under oath. And this is what he said there.
Right.
And Anderson Cooper said, well, in his book. And he's like, well, he testified under oath. Right. And then rather than Anderson Cooper combating that with another fact or something, he said, the girl starts asking, do you think, will you acknowledge that Trump lost the election? It's like, that's what they do.
The girl is she's on The View. She's the Republican. I'm a Republican voter. Maybe for who do you vote for?
Mitt Romney. But
yeah, Larry Hogan.
Tactics. It's very sneaky. And you saw he did not fall for it. Neither did Trump fall for it, right? So whenever they start to lose an argument, they turn it into an attack on you. Well, do you support a victory in Ukraine? I mean, that's like, have you stopped beating your wife, right? I mean, it's just ludicrous. And I think so much anymore, Republicans, the ones with a spine, are getting smart and standing up. And again, I think, to me, if you were watching that and you were Ron DeSantis, you were Joe Biden, you were the left, you were anybody. What was most upsetting was the audience response to Trump. The audience loved it, except for like two or three crabby face people. And I think that's got to be alarming because you've been spending the past 3 years, you're indicting him. He just got convicted in that Eugene Carroll. You know, you've indicted him again. You've got all this stuff going on. And nobody cares because, number one, it's all fake. He's all being persecuted. And secondly, people still like Donald Trump's ideas. All you have to do is go try to buy some eggs, and we'll get to the migrant border thing in a second. I just think that had to be very concerning to them.
I can promise you there are a lot of hedge fund managers and billionaires who are going, how much money did I give Ron DeSantis? how much was that? Maybe, can I have some of that back right now?
Right, exactly. Let's see, from Sandra, is the other black guy Van Jones? Yes, even Obama didn't want him in his cabinet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Charlene says that's a perfect retort when libs whine about truck. he was convicted of contempt of Congress, Van was. And amazing that they didn't screen that audience any better. Yeah. Well, exactly, Charlene. And I suspect they did try to screen it, right?
Right.
I mean, if you walked in with a MAGA hat, they probably weren't going to let you in. No. I mean, they had to be invited, right? And I'm sure.
Well, yeah, they did.
And you can guarantee no one will do
that. And then they have this other asshat of a moderator or anchor berating the 10 Republicans that were there for the. You know there are lies. We know there are. And the guy said, well, if you quit calling them lies, maybe we listen a little to you, you know?
It's like they just think if they keep shouting liar, liar, liar loud enough, well, no matter what the facts say, that we're just going to be like, oh, okay. But again, they've done it so much. And I suspect, I think they thought that the E. Jean Carroll thing would get him,
yeah.
Which is, again, how could he? They found that he didn't. They keep saying sexual abuse, and I think it was something else. It's like, and Trump went on to say, and she says, oh, I'll sue you again. He went on to say, wow. I don't know her. That never happened. So they give him a forum to say that again, too, and the audience applauds. So,
there are so many unhappy libtards out there today.
That's exactly. And the libtards' day just got worse because the Title 42 ended last night. And actually, I mean, the whole thing is a farce, right? I mean, they've been coming across the border anyway. But now what happens is that Biden, when you read the left-leaning media, which is all of them for the most part, they say, oh, well, now we have Title 8, and that's much tougher.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, because Title 8 says that if the facilities get to a certain point of being full,
let them all go.
Which they are, they could just let them go without even... Right. Excuse me. Currently, when they give him a court date, and I'm not exaggerating this, it's 2035.
Yeah,
so you come across the border illegally today and say, I've come across because I was being persecuted in my own country, so I get asylum. They're like, okay, Bill, your number. It's like being Beetlejuice, right? You know, and you can come back to your court date in 2035. Okay. In the meantime, go and be free. But that with the under Title 8, if it's full, they don't even have to do that.
And you read an interesting press release. This is great. So if you've ever been downtown
in Denver,
and you're at the Capitol facing the Gideon County building, to your right is the Wellington Webb building, where I think the Denver Post was.
They used to have some of that, but it's the DA's office.
DA's office.
There's courts there. There's most, like, if you need to get a building permit, there's a ton of stuff there. I would say it's probably much bigger than these regular city and county or the old city and county building in terms of services. But if you need something there, don't bother showing up. Should I keep going? Or do you want to?
Well, no, go ahead.
Okay. So city of Denver put out a press release on Wednesday saying that the city employees were not to show up to work at the Webb building.
To the extent they had ever showed up.
Yeah. Do they ever showed up? And you'll never guess the reason. Why? Because maybe a hazmat situation, they were giving them a day off because of all the rain. No, because they're going to be filling Denver's city Wellington Webb building with illegal immigrants.
That'll be fun.
I think they have a Subway shop there. So
that'll do. Yeah.
But so they're taking a city building.
A big city building. Right on City Park.
So they can mingle with the homeless people. And they've told the workers don't come in because they're going to be filling the offices and the building and the atrium as a temporary shelter for hundreds of illegal immigrants who are coming into the country. I mean, and because they've already filled up all the rec centers, they've already filled up. And that's why they're saying we need more money. That's the insanity there. And now never does Mayor Hancock or the Democrats say, I raise my hand. Maybe we shouldn't just be letting all these people just come across the border. Call's crazy. Now we're having city workers stay home so they cannot perform things that citizens need them to perform, right? If you're a DA investigator, if you've got a court case, you've got whatever going on, forget it. Can't do that because we're turning them all into illegal immigrant homeless shelters. Here's the thing.
And where are they going to wander out to? Well, right over the city and county building, right under the park. Right under the house of the homeless people.
It's not the they're hanging there because just until like their Uber gets there, it's not like they have some place to go. It's not like they have money to get food. It's not like they have money for schools or their kids. They're just, I guess, going to be living there now, right? Yeah. Until they can maybe send them to Westminster or something.
Yeah, right.
Then from Sandra, Denver Post sold the building or gave it to the city. That's true. That's true. It's been about 10 years since I needed or wanted to go to downtown Denver. Border Patrol said Title II 42 processing took 10 minutes, normally takes 90 minutes. So the backup leads to limits on the 72-hour hold, so they get released undocumented.
There you go.
And from Sandra, the jail is nearby.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
No.
And it's empty. So
Charlene, New World Order equal the best laid plans of men. Well, Charlene, I would say, though, this is the New World Order, and this is the best laid plans, right? This is the Biden administration. They're going to jump up and down and say, oh, we're trying to control the chaos, but they're not. You know, I mean, you see the pictures, tens of thousands of people just coming through, coming into this country. They're not tracking them. They don't care.
Hopefully, in order to supply themselves in the future, they have large bags of fentanyl with them so they can sell that on the street.
So they can do that. In the meantime, the only thing they're going to track them for, they're giving them cell phones so they can make sure that they're registered to vote.
They're going to
be doing that. But Ted Cruz, though, was down there, and he's doing a good job. He's taking a page from Representative Donald's and Donald Trump talking about this. If we could please play the Ted Cruz soundbite number one.
We are witnessing an absolute travesty unfolding on our southern border. On Monday, we apprehended over 10,000 people on the border, the highest level in history. On Tuesday, we apprehended over 10,000 people on the border, again, the highest level in history. There are right now, where we're standing, more than 22,000 people camped just south of the border, getting ready to come across. Just in this location, in less than a month, we've had over 35,000 Venezuelans cross illegally just right here, not counting the whole rest of the border. Every day, just right here, they're encountering 90 to 100 Chinese nationals. Now, for anyone that doesn't have their globe nearby, China is not immediately to the south of the United States. But 90 to 100 a day are crossing illegally on this border, being smuggled in by Mexican drug cartels. And I have to say, I am angry, because this is deliberate. This is a decision that was made by President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and congressional Democrats to open up the border to what is nothing less than an invasion. Ask yourself, why is President Biden not here? Why is Kamala Harris not here? Why is Elizabeth Warren not here? Why is AOC, she still owns the white pantsuit, why is she not here with her head buried in her hands? Because they don't give a damn about the dead bodies. 6 weeks ago, I asked Secretary Mayorkas how many migrants died in the past year crossing illegally. He said, I don't know. The number's 853. But he can't be bothered to worry about that. I asked him how many women have been sexually assaulted in the last year by human traffickers. He said, I don't know, because the administration can't be bothered by that. I asked how many children have been physically and sexually assaulted. Again, I don't know. We're witnessing modern-day slavery. And maddeningly, what the Biden administration has decided is they want more. Title 42 is expiring today, and you know what happens tomorrow? Those numbers go up.
I mean, and that's the bottom line truth, right? That's the truth straight up, is the Biden administration, they want this. They've been waiting for this. They've been planning this. They don't care about the human cost. I'm sure, like I said, they're giving these people cell phones. I mean, in order to have that kind of people there, how'd they get there, right? You've got NGOs coordinating with
the U.S. government,
and getting U.S. government and our tax dollars to pay for this whole thing. This is their plan. Let's see what we've got. From here, This is from Charlene. I'll never forget Cory Gardner being the first Republican to break with Trump when he was keeping the government closed in order to get the border wall funding. He gave Dems the vote they needed to open up the government. And that cost Cory, as Dr. Donna points out. Yeah, I mean, they want that, right? And here we'll play another Ted Cruz sound bit because it's great where he takes a reporter to task because the reporter's like, whoa, Ted Cruz. Now, the reporter actually had kind of a point. He's like, you know, the Republicans have not done nearly enough when they've had the opportunity to. But he calls the reporter. Because this is a great soundbite. It's not as long. If we could please play the Ted Cruz number two.
Let me ask you something. What rate of illegal immigration do we have in 2020? Do you know anything? I asked you a question.
How long have you been in office?
Do you know anything?
How long have you been in office?
I've been in office 11 years now.
And this has been kicked the can down in multiple administrations.
You don't get to argue with me. You asked your question. You want to hold a press conference? You can do it over there.
Hold on.
I'm going to answer his question. The talking point of the Democrats, which this media reporter happily parrots, is, gosh, the problem can't be fixed. There's one little problem with that. It is an utter and complete lie. In 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. You ask, what have I done? I've championed the men and women of Border Patrol. I've championed securing the border. I've championed Remain in Mexico. And we turned this problem around and solved it. And we went from Joe Biden inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. And the first day in office, he made political decisions to cause this problem. And you should be ashamed of yourself because you're a reporter and you're not reporting facts. You're telling lies. Joe Biden made a political decision.
There we go. From Charlene Cruz should have said, who are the people pulling Biden's strings? I doubt he'll ever say that. Well, that's a good point, Charlene. They're not too different to a certain extent from the people pulling his strings. But I think, though, Biden, they wanted this, right? And they want it because I think, as Tucker Carlson said, they want to kind of fundamentally change the demographics of this country. I think not in a racial way, but in a financial way, right? They want to have more and more people dependent on the government. So those people will continue.
In the web building. You can pick up your ballot there.
Exactly. How convenient. It's a ballot drop-off point. And we've got the whole Denver City election coming up, too. Yeah. They're all saying, would you vote for Kelly Brough or Mike Johnston? I mean, it's like...
Johnson is the progressive choice.
Exactly. I mean, the corruption... there is no other word for it, I would say, but evil, right? I mean,
these people are evil.
They talked about, I mean, the sex assault of little girls, multiple sex assaults, right? I mean,
they're lucky they're not normal kids who get their, gutted and castrated and mastectomied and everything else.
I mean, and they don't care about the cost. They don't care about the fact that the drug, somebody was saying, well, the drug cartels will keep things calm because that's good for their business. It's like, what? It's like, no, drug cartels like chaos. Hello. The drug cartel people, they will just kill anyone who gets in their way, right? They don't care what the rest of the chaos going on that you just kind of mingle through.
How much worse do they can be than Biden?
Well, that's true. But I mean, what do you think? I don't see this stopping unless Donald Trump.
It's not going to stop. Of course not. It's just going to, they'll destroy the country. We'll get to it. Won't take them very long.
Well, and here's the thing, because it won't be very long before people quit covering it, right? I mean, right now, everybody's kind of covering it. The left wants to say what a humanitarian crisis it is.
So
we need more money. That's what Mayor Hancock and Jared Polis are saying. We need more money. They're not saying stop it. They say we just need humanitarian money. Some of the other Republican senators, the Mitt Romneys, are being controlled by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and big businesses who are happy to have this.
Favorite hated Republican is Mike Rounds. I guess South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Man, what a tool bag he is.
Right. And so from Sandra. Just,
and the one from Indiana. That's another one. Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on it?
Well, he came on and he's not Brown. He's the other one. He was saying, you know, Trump is awful. And we have a humanitarian crisis. You know, that's great. I bet you said that when you got elected. Yeah, sure.
Well, and I think the concern I have is, you look at this and you listen to the CNN town hall, and it's clear that there are massive numbers of Trump supporters. I don't think most people look at that and say, okay, that's not a good thing that's happening there. Most people would look around and say, because again, what's the plan to stop them from coming in? So they don't have a plan. So they're just going to keep living in the Wellington Web building, and city workers are happy because now they don't have to go to work. I mean, good luck if you need a building permit or some kind of inspection in Denver. Good luck if you've got a court case you're trying to get through, good luck.
Here's some Santa, just like Poulos and his cronies, are destroying Colorado. Well, one good thing that happened in legislative session, Senate Bill 213, which would have taken all local control and give it to the state government on zoning, landing decisions, affordable housing, be able to no more single family homes, no more anything. And incredibly, it got gutted in the Senate, and they went over to the House, who put it back on track, but then the Senate wouldn't meet on it, so it expired. So at least for 9 more months.
Yeah, you could build a single family home and sell your own single family home if you want.
And I've been told by people who were lobbyists down at the Capitol that Poulos was epileptic and screaming at them and yelling at them. We'll have to get that one where he's in Congress and he started yelling and screaming, which is a pretty funny one. But that Poulos showed up. So,
well, and here's the scary thing about that, though, is they still control things, and Poulos will just, he'll push it through next year, right? He's going to be busy calling in his favors. Well, this being Party Friday, we've got about 5 more minutes, so we're not going anywhere yet. But
we're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere because we can't. We have to get the canoe to come get us to get out of our flooded basement. But we do. Being Party Friday, I have a fun little sound bite here. This is something that Donald Trump apparently put out. If we could, Thomas, please play the fake CNN video.
That was President Donald J. Trump ripping us a new asshole here on CNN's live presidential town hall. Thank you for watching. Have a good night.
Isn't AI wonderful? That was pretty fun. That was pretty simple.
Ripping us.
This from Charlene. I read this story. King Soopers employees were fired at a Denver tech center in Greenwood Village for trying to stop a shoplifter. Yeah. We can't have any of that. We are not turned into San Francisco. Yeah, Charlene, we can't stop it. But yeah, poor CNN. Their ratings are now going to plummet. The other thing I kind of wanted to mention, and I have mixed feelings on this. So I'm sure you guys heard.
I don't know what the mixed part is.
Well, I'll get to that real quick. Twitter, Elon Musk hired a new Twitter CEO, Linda Yaccarino. She's from NBC Universal. She's part of our favorite organization, the World Economic Forum, ultra woke, big in creating the diversity, equity, and inclusion index scoring and corporate thing.
So where's the mixed part?
Well, what's mixed is what I'm hoping is, well, two things. One, clearly Elon Musk has been having trouble making money on Twitter. And I think we've explained that
before. So go back to the old model.
The old model was having the government control. You give the government control and they pay for everything, right? They give you
$3
million. You know, he's got to make money somehow. So maybe this is an attempt to try to get advertisers back. I mean, on one hand, I'd rather have a somewhat crippled Twitter than no Twitter at all. And we'll see. Oh, Charlene raised her hand. Charlene,
Well, Julie, I read that they did try to stop a shoplifter, 5 employees, and they took them down and then they fired them because they said they didn't want them to get hurt. But anyway, I just wonder where security was. He was probably running for cover.
No stinking security.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, also, I wanted to say about this Twitter thing.
Yeah.
This lady was head of some ad council for the WEF.
Yes. Yes. Right.
And she's going to try to get advertising. But, you know, I never look at those ads on Twitter, and they're so ineffective. They've already proven that people don't look at ads on Twitter unless they, you know, say you can't go further unless you view the ad like they do on YouTube, you know, and maybe they'll implement that. But anyway, so that should go back to the model where it's Twitter is a product where you pay for the product itself. It's like a subscription. I pay for the news that Twitter brings me every day. They shouldn't rely on advertising. They should rely on people paying for their product to get their money. So I think she's bad news.
I think she is too, and I don't think she's going to help because I think, he's got to come up with something different.
What employees is she going to hire?
Well, exactly.
Exactly. And it's going to be shadow banning, which is going to creep up on us.
A couple of people said that on the thing, and then Elon said, that's not true.
Well, we've already seen apparently hashtag RIP Twitter was trending. Not anymore. It's not.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and they've also, they were going after Elon on several regulatory issues, you know, and they pulled back on that. So maybe that's the deal they made with Schumer to see Schumer that day.
Yep. In the meantime, like I've been saying, it's a good thing. I'm keeping my Truth Social and my Rumble account, and the great guys at BBS never censor anything.
Yes, so I'm getting on Truth Social. Like Trump said, it was better than Twitter.
All right, Charlene. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlene.
Party, party.
That's right. Party Friday. That's just going to wrap it up for us.
Sometime we'll explain the Ad Council to you, which was started in 1943 as the Wartime Advertising Council.
Oh, so that's how they started it.
That should tell us all we need to know. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Charlene. Hey, thank you, everybody on Zoom. Thanks again to the great guys who will never censor anything.
And thank you, Donald Trump.
Wait, bbsradio.com. Yes. And thank you, Donald Trump. Don't go down to the Wellington Web Building in downtown Denver.
Well, unless you want to pick up some fentanyl.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We will see you all on Monday.
Bye-bye, all.